Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Jay Curtis, in for Bob Lennox. My guest today, Clay Couturio, is the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, which features the Eternal Beauty Concert tomorrow night at First Baptist Church in West Monroe. Clay, welcome back to KEDM.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Starting out tomorrow night, a piece known by a lot of people, the Fauré Requiem, and a great chance to work with the symphony and the Monroe Symphony Chorus.
Absolutely. It is a well-known work. I'm so pleased to put this together with chorus and orchestra, and it's a pleasure for me to work with Deborah Chandler, who is the director of the chorus, and she also is the director of choral studies at ULM. She's a wonderful person, a great personality, and just a great director. And it's wonderful to get the orchestra and chorus together. Not many cities have both, really. The Fauré is such a well-known work in the choral world, and it's done in many churches as well, but it's not always done with the full orchestra, so we're really pleased to put that together. It also involves two soloists, a soprano with Claire Evangelisti here at the university, and Dr. Mark Clark as well on baritone.
So you had your first really all-together rehearsal last night. How did that go?
Well, it went well. We actually, the rehearsal last night is with orchestra alone, and we prepare both the Fauré, and then our next work on the program also is the Mozart Concerto for Flute and Harp, and we prepare the orchestra, so tonight we get everybody together, as well as the dress rehearsal on Saturday morning.
What are some of the challenges? I mean, I've played in an orchestra before, and I've sung before. What are some of the challenges of when you first put them together?
Well, the first challenge is that they're not used to playing together. I mean, it's more often it's just the orchestra alone, or the chorus will have a piano or an organ accompaniment. And so it's just getting used to that feel of hearing different sounds than you're used to hearing together. And typically a chorus, since just because of spatial issues, they're so far back behind the orchestra, they have to be able to anticipate, as do brass players who are also in the back of the orchestra. And sometimes it can be behind the orchestra. And so they have to be able to read my beat when I'm conducting right on top of the beat, or sometimes right ahead just to be on time.
I'm sure you've worked with a number of different choirs in that sort of setting. What are some of the things you do to get them to be able to anticipate, even just that fraction of a second?
It just takes rehearsal, takes practice, because they may not even know that they're singing behind. To them, it sounds like it's on the beat together, but sometimes on is behind. And so if that's the case, you rehearse, you have to stop and say, let's try this section again, and a little bit sooner than you were doing before to get the timing correct.
And conversely, are there challenges for preparing an orchestra to sing with a chorus when usually it's you and the musician,
exactly.
The instrumental musicians?
That's exactly right. What I tell the orchestra often is when it's a work without the chorus, they have my attention all the time, and I'm working directly with them. The reason we had the rehearsal last night without is I can give them my attention, and then I told them, listen, a lot of times tomorrow you're going to be on your own because I have to work with the chorus. They're going to need me. They're not used to seeing my type of gestures, so they need more attention from me. And you're used to seeing me more often, so be prepared.
Be ready.
As they always are. Part of the job, since we have just few rehearsals, is coming to the first rehearsal with the notes already in hand. They know what they're supposed to do, so we can really make music.
And then certainly the second half of the performance, the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto. And I'm not entirely familiar with this one. I've sung the Fauré before, but tell me about having a chance to work with Sandra Lunti and Elizabeth Richter.
Absolutely. Well, Sandy, of course, teaches at the university here, and she's our principal flute player for the orchestra. Her colleague, Elizabeth Richter, they've actually made a CD, I believe, a recording before, a few years ago, and she teaches at Ball State in Indiana. They just have worked well together. Their personalities allow them to make great music together. I have met with them once already to go over the concerto. You like to do that at least once before you get everybody together. The work itself is a wonderful piece. Mozart, of course, died very young. He was a little under 35 years of life on this earth, but all of the work that he put is just unbelievable. And this is what's called a double concerto because it's for two instruments. He only wrote two, really, double concertos his whole life. If you think of all the works he did one for violin, viola. It's called the Sinfonia Concertante, but this is the concerto for flute and harp. And it's the only work, actually, that he ever wrote, only piece for harp and all of his outputs. So it's unusual in that aspect.
So as an audience member, what should I be looking for? The flute, the virtuosic harp parts, or I know a lot of times, sometimes it's both.
Well, the great thing about Mozart as being one of the great masters is you don't have to think about it too much because he lends him the music, he leads it towards the right part to listen to. So in other words, sometimes the flute has the melodic line and the harp is a little more accompanimental, and the orchestra is always accompanying both instruments, or sometimes the harp has the melodic line. And so you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the whole ride.
We're talking about the Eternal Beauty concert tomorrow night, but also looking forward to April 12th, the finale for the season.
Yes, our season finale involves several different works, one by George Enescu, who wrote the Romanian Rhapsody, number one, as well as Mel Mobley, who is our principal percussionist, but also is a composer, and we've commissioned a work for him, so we will premiere that work. Some selections of Faust from Berlioz, as well as the Schumann Piano Concerto.
So that's coming up on April 12th. The concert tonight, known as the Eternal Beauty Concert, features the Foray Requiem, the Monroe Symphony Chorus, and the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto. That's tomorrow at First Baptist Church in West Monroe. For tickets, how do you get tickets, Clay?
Yes, you can call the Monroe Symphony Orchestra office at 812-6761.
Or the tickets are also online at MonroeSymphonyOrchestra.com. Clay Couturio is the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Clay, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.